Wood Ticks on Fire, Cecil Taylor and the Forests of Sound that Plant Themselves in Us. This poem begins with two epigraphs. The first is from Archie Shepp. Playing with Taylor, I began to be liberated from thinking about chords. I'd been imitating John Coltrane unsuccessfully, and because of that, I was really chord conscious. And the second epigraph is from Scott Yanow. Suffice it to say that Cecil Taylor's music is not for everyone. Wood Ticks on Fire, Cecil Taylor and the Forests of Sound that Plant Themselves in Us. As if the stars contained wood ticks on fire, as if there were forests within forests, trees within stones, stones folded over into water. The most secret nocturnal animals walk around during the day unseen. A ghost voice is often heard in any mirror of our choosing, as if fire ants could breed with starlight, birthing lightning bugs and a sad array of weeds. Mars might say, "Hand me the handlebar mustache." Mercury, "Hear the music stew, adding a tablespoon of curry." Pluto, "I really am a planet, and Cecil's music proves it." In the secret lives of plants, there is possum wind outdoors, nourishing what grows green inside. Ask me what this music is, and I'll say it may not be for everyone, but it expands our breathing nonetheless. Cecil was also a poet, loved Duncan, Olson, Baraka. If words could fall into his piano keys, he'd most certainly be a falconrus in a meadow somewhere in Gloucester or New Jersey. Let's say Pluto was a planet again. Let's say, from afar, it helped determine the movement of blood in trees. Let's say it could shape the sky, make a deranged possum drink only deer piss and eat nothing but clothespins fallen from the throat of Bella Bartok. Cecil, listening again to unit structure, to the great Paris concert, I am alive inside tonight with something I thought had died. Ghosts of the most secret forests flourish, planting themselves in me, as if the Garden of Eden was too kind ever to banish us. Let's say the world of your music is as essential as sex, that the ache in your groin was owl resin about to be released.